This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
Well, all this week, a message that was originally given this summer at Lebanon Presbyterian Church in Lebanon, Ohio. We concluded with the beginning of a powerful story told by Dr. Paul Persall about the impact of heart transplants on the personalities of people who receive a new heart. You need to hear the conclusion today. God bless you. And in the months and a year or two later, he started reaching out to people of the African-American race, and his wife said, "That's not like him." And not only that, he started thinking about listening to classical music. And here's a guy, you know, listens to Willie and the rest of them, but he was wanting to hear classical music. Had no idea, by the way, of who gave him a heart. It wasn't until later it was revealed that the heart he received was from a young African-American musician who was on his way to a music class, studying to be a classical violinist when he was gunned down, I think in Chicago, not far from where I grew up. And Dr. Persall said, "Isn't that interesting?" He said, "People can discount that, they can dismiss it." And he said, "When you get a new heart, something happens." What a phrase. When you get a new heart, something happens. It seems to me the Bible talks about that. When you get a new heart, something happens. You say, "Why are you telling us that story?" For this reason. Maybe the reason you haven't been a man of prayer, maybe the reason you haven't been a woman of prayer, is because you need a new heart. You don't need to pray more. You need a new heart. You don't need to pray 5 times a day or 10 times a day. You and I need a new heart. And the Lord God Almighty is the giver of new hearts. He puts a new heart in us. It's not a mistake that the Bible describes the heart as the seat of emotion and the seat of love and the seat of communication with God the Father. The heart is more than just an organ that pumps blood, according to Dr. Tom Corwin, a family practice doctor who said in a book about the heart, says this: "When I met Linda, his wife," he said, "I got a new heart." When he met his wife, Linda, he got a new heart. What happened? He started thinking differently. He started talking differently. He started acting differently. Why? He had a new heart because of the one he loved. Tell me what you love, whom you love, and I'll tell you what kind of heart you have. And so the prayer we're going to pray as we close in a moment is, "Lord, give me a heart for prayer. Not only give me a heart for prayer, but Lord, give me a heart for surrendered prayer. Give me a heart that begins and ends with surrender." Would you listen to that again? That may be the most important thing I said all morning. God, give me a heart that begins and ends with surrender. Why? It's all about surrender. I'm asking you not to surrender to the most powerful being in the universe. I'm asking you to surrender to the greatest love in the universe. The greatest love in the universe, the one who loves you more than you love yourself, the one who loves you more than your spouse does, the one who loves you more than your children do, your parents, anybody you can think of, is the one who put out his hands on a cross and said, "I love you." Anything positive in your life is connected to the cross. Remember that. Anything positive in your marriage, connected to the cross. Anything positive with your children, somehow, some way, it's connected to the cross and everything that Jesus accomplished on the cross.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.